Branting to WMFO Method.
WMFO, Medford, how you doing? 10:02 in the morning. All right, fine. 10:03, just turned. Happens to me all the time, doesn't it, as you know. Mike on the mic here on Saturday, this time of the October 14th variety. How you doing? Let me tell you what we played in that last short set, because Pratik is here smiling at me across the table. But we're not talking to you yet, because I got to do my little thing here. Is that okay with you?
That's totally okay.
All right, fine. Whatever. Yeah, like you have a choice. Okay. It was a short set, right? But it was a really good set, because two of them were requests. Why don't you try to guess? No, I'll tell you. Started off with a request from Cheryl Flynn Kern's Taj Mahal and Keb Mo together as Taj Mo. Brand new 2017 vintage, Don't Leave Me Here. How good was that? Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. Peter Wolf, after that, Sleepless CD a couple years ago, Never Like This Before. How good was that? Sam Phillips from 1994's Martinis and Bikinis CD. You win. You win. That's the best title that I could talk about today. I love rhymes. That was I Need Love. How good was that? And then the final song was a request of Michael Costa. Wanted to hear Personality Crisis by the New York Dolls from way back in 1973. And he assures me it's nothing to do with his psyche today. I believe him. I do. I do. Hi, Pratik.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on?
It's a Saturday morning, and I'm really happy to be here. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and you've been here before. However, you've never been in the fabulous Studio A, and why is that, Pratik?
Because last time we were sort of recording something that was going to be played later.
That's right, because you couldn't make it on a Saturday last time.
I couldn't make it on a Saturday
So we just had to, like, longingly look into the window here in this big... Yeah, and I guess they were doing a show, and it's like, oh boy, I wish I could go in there.
And
but
there's
no.
murals with these fabulous,
all these things,
all the comic book icons, and all the bands who've been in here signing their names.
Yeah, it's really
and I just
good.
Had to.
Yep. Yep. All right.
And now I'm here.
Welcome to Fabulous Studio A.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nice
Thank
to have you here.
Yep. Thank you, man.
So, yeah, so we can actually do, like, real stuff in here today.
Real
and
stuff,
and
like.
you have a single release show tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
at the beautiful back room in the Barin.
Yes, sir.
And you go on at, what, like 8:30?
8:30 or so. I highly recommend everyone getting there at 7:30 when the show actually starts, because Troll 2, whose name I can actually see on the wall right over there, are going to be opening up the night.
I didn't plan that.
Yeah, it's I'm so happy, man.
I can tell. I mean, you're like smiling from one side of the mustache to the other. Yeah, you. Yeah. Why are you so awake now? What did you do?
I haven't been really sleeping that well, and I've been soldiering on and drinking a lot of coffee.
That right there. It's the caffeine.
You know, it's always caffeine, man.
Okay, very, very good.
Always caffeine.
All right, so we decided we would wing it today, kind of thing, and you know, I offered to play some of your recorded stuff on your last EP, and you're like, no. No, I don't want you to play that. That's old. No, I want to play everything live, and I'm going to throw stuff at you, and I just want you to play it in between my songs.
Man. Yeah, I want to show off some of the music that, like, I've been listening to and some of the stuff that's inspired me, you know.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Sounds good to me. Man. So, for the people that didn't hear the broadcast, it was almost a year ago, November 2016.
It was almost a year ago, yeah.
Yeah. So for people who didn't hear about you back then, who are you, Pratik? Where'd you come from? How did you start doing this?
Well, my name is Pratik. I've been a Massachusetts native, Boston area native, and I've been playing music all my life, but the singer-songwriter thing is relatively new. Only started doing that a few years ago, probably three and a half at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a kid from the suburbs who really likes Ryan Adams and playing guitar.
And last time we were here, the EP that you put out was all just you as acoustic, but
yes.
I know that you have a band. You're with the band tomorrow night, aren't you?
I will be with the band tomorrow
That's
night.
That's exciting. I'm really going to try to go. I just don't know.
I would
love to. I hate the fact that I've never seen you out yet. I hate that. But I get to see you right across the table here, so whatever.
You know? Intimate, man. That's what I like to go for sometimes.
That's right, and we're both freezing in here because of the air conditioning. But that's a good thing. We have to be nice to the equipment, so we keep it cool.
Yeah, and it keeps us awake too. So there you go.
What? All right, so I have no idea what you're going to do, and I know you don't either. But why don't you play something for us live? What do you want to do?
Yeah, man. I'll do this one. This is probably going to be what we kick off the night with tomorrow night, and it sounds a lot louder with a band, but this is one of my songs, and it's called No One Gets What They Deserve.
All right. Pratik at WMFO.
Till sunrise and waking up at dark, writing checks like prayers and living in your car, smoking with the waiters while they complain about the crowd, drinking till you pass out on the bartender's couch. And it's hard to say if it gets better, and it's hard to say if it gets worse, but all you get is just what's coming. No one gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve. Trade your songs for fries and coffee. Sell your soul for gasoline. All your friends are getting married, and you're still married to the dream. Well, off the stage at midnight and on the road by two. Well, it don't matter where you're going, cause you're always passing through, and it's hard to say if it gets better, and it's hard to say if it gets worse, but all you get is just what's coming. No one gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve. Another somewhere. Somewhere is just another day. And this isn't how you might have planned it. This is how it's gonna stay. And it's hard to say if it gets better. And it's hard to say if it gets worse. But all you get is just what's coming. No one gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve.
Yeah. I'm glad you decided to play everything live.
Yeah, man.
So much energy for up 10, 11 in the morning.
You know, man.
That's very good. Keep drinking coffee. That's really, really good.
I intend to, man. I intend to.
Yep, yep. So I know you told us last time, but just quickly, No One Gets What They Deserve. How did that song come about?
It was...
And who's it about or what it's about?
I was playing this gig in Connecticut a few years ago, and it was a really good time. Drove down on a Wednesday night to play a few songs as the featured artist at this open mic. Had a good time, ended up making friends with the bar staff, and we ended up hanging out super late, like super, super, super late. Bar closed, and you know, everybody, and we were still hanging out. Somebody brought out a ukulele. We were just passing it around, singing songs. And it was a really, really. I know using the word magical sounds incredibly cliche, but it really was.
Yeah.
I really felt that, and it was really wonderful. And it got to around 4 in the morning, and I realized I'd have to drive about 2 hours back to Massachusetts.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. And I was like, no. this is probably not a good idea, but I don't really have much of a choice, do I? And then one of the bartenders just said, hey, man, you can crash my place if you want. It's cool. So I stayed at his place. He lived right above the bar. I didn't have to walk super far. And I drove home the next morning, and sort of that whole week, I was just kind of thinking about this, about, you know, this and the whole musician thing. And that was a really good night, and I feel really, really lucky I get to do this. I feel really privileged that I get to do this. But I don't know if it's going to work, and a lot of people who do this don't know if it's going to work or if it's working for them right now. Sometimes they don't know if it's going to keep working, and that uncertainty is kind of scary, and it kind of eats away at you. And I think I was just kind of thinking about that, and I wrote that song.
Because this is what you do. I mean, this is really your vocation, other than whatever you can do to get some cash.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, yeah. It's got to realize this is a passion, and it's a lifestyle, and nothing is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no guarantees in life life in general, and I think especially with something like this. Yeah, that's.
Yep. You know. Yep. Awesome. I love that story. So, do you want to play something else live, or do you want to play the one that you made me queue up here?
Yeah, let's alternate. Let's do something by somebody else who I really like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to just leave it a secret and then we'll talk about it after?
No. I'll introduce it a little
All right,
bit.
Right, you can do
talk
that.
About it after, but I guess I kind of. Threw one at Mike and said, hey, can you play a bunch between my songs? Can you just play songs that I really like? by other people.
And I said, sure.
So this, and yeah, Mike was super cool about it. So this is by a local artist who I've been really digging on for a while. And this is it's Julie Rhodes. And this is the kickoff track to her last album, Bound to Meet the Devil. It's called In Your Garden. I freaking love it.
It's WMFO, everybody. Enjoy.
Go on and leave me like another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. It ain't wrong to want a little more sunshine. I ain't ashamed to want a little more rain. I ain't gonna beg, no, I ain't gonna plead no more. You ain't never given me one good thing to beg for. Oh, go on and leave me like another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. I'm so tired of all your messing around, nothing's gonna grow between you and I. I gotta go, honey, and leave this town, find some place. Another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray.
WMFO, wow.
Right?
Wow! Right?
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Julie Rhodes, everybody.
Yeah.
The record is last year's Bound to Meet the Devil. That was In Your Garden. Crazy good pick, Pratik.
Good.
That was really good. I think Sue's gonna be here for something about the women, and I'm sure she's listening, and I'm sure she's gonna come in and go, "Oh my God, I love Julie Rhodes."
Julie Rhodes.
Let's see if she does that.
So good.
Don't let me down, Sue.
Oh my God.
All right. So you want to treat us to another one live here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You were talking about my first EP, so
I was.
And I do want to play a song off of it, actually. I do really want to play a song off
of it. You should. It's really, really excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, man.
I loved it. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate that. This is a song off my first EP. It's called the EP is called Walking in My Sleep. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, all the usual suspects. And this is a song off it called When You Were Loved. Goes something like this.
Okay, it's Pratik live in Studio A, WMFO.
Every shadow in the sun, every table set for one, will remind you of when you were loved. Every whisper in an ear, every joke that you can't hear, will remind you of when you were loved. Every hand that's held but yours, every tear you've cried alone, ain't enough. Every leaf that dries and fades, every shorter, colder day, will remind you of when you were loved. Every time you hear that song, every time you sing along, will remind you of when you were loved. Every phone call that you miss, every morning without a kiss, will remind you of when you were loved. Every time you hear your name and there's no one there to blame, every dream that disappears when you wake up, every chill deep in your bones, every road you walk alone, will remind you of when you were loved, will remind you when you were loved.
Oh, such a beautiful track, really,
Pratik. Thanks, man.
I mean, last time that you played that, you also did it acoustically. We were across the hall.
Yeah.
You were like 2 feet from me. And, you know, I think I said the same thing to you last time. It's like, Pratik, you wrote that song. I mean, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, thank
you. It really is.
Thank you.
A little bit about that one. What were you thinking when you wrote it? What's it about?
I didn't really have sort of anything specific I was trying to, I guess, get out. I just really, with that song, I think I was just trying to write a song. It's a little bit of a ripoff. I was listening to a lot of Slade Cleaves at the time. His song Without Her kind of got to me a little bit. So I just kind of messed around with messing around with it and the chord progression and the lyrical structure, and kept screwing around with it until I came up with something that was my own, and or at least, you know, could pass for my own, I guess. And people seem to really respond to it.
Yeah,
really,
it's nice track. So the next one you want to play is a request for an artist that means a lot to you. We talked about this guy Tom Waits last time, which just I just love Tom Waits.
Yeah.
And this particular song, I think you said this is the first one you ever heard from him.
This is the first Tom Waits song I ever
heard. Wow, what an introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk a little bit about I Hope That I Don't Fall in Love with You.
Yeah, so yeah, I Hope That I Don't Fall in Love with You is the first Tom Waits song I ever heard. And there were... I kind of didn't really start writing songs until about like 4 or 5 years ago or so. As a kid, there were a lot of songs that I heard that really just, I think they spoke to me as a songwriter before I even really made the conscious choice to be a songwriter. And they really showed me just what you can, the story that you can tell with a lyric. And we might play a couple more of those songs, but Tom Waits' I Hope That I Don't Fall In Love With You is definitely one of those songs.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, everybody enjoy. This is Tom Waits, WMFO, Medford. WMFO, 10:28 in the morning. Wow, what can you say? Right? Tom Waits, Mike on the mic here with Prateek. How you doing, Prateek?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. We're going through some stuff. Prateek is playing some things live and also picking some things on the fly. And, you know, Tom Waits, well, I that's got to be such an influence for a songwriter.
Yeah. I was kind of just going through, you know, the when I started writing songs and doing the whole singer-songwriter thing. Like I'd already, you know, as a kid, I'd already heard, you know, a lot of Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles. So I kind of just, like, well, who else should I listen to? And I got to just, you know, went down the list. So Tom Waits, check. Bob Dylan, check. Towns Van Zandt, check. Towns Van Zandt and Tom Waits stuck around for a while.
Yeah.
I freaking love those guys.
They'll do that.
Yeah. And,
I mean, because like those guys, like the song we just heard, I mean, it's beautiful, but it'll kill you.
Oh,
you,
God,
it'll
yeah.
kill you. I mean, it's and that's the secret
yeah,
right there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I strive to do with everything that I write.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that this next song you're going to do might kill us. You know, and you have this growl in your voice, too, that you're using this song.
Yeah.
So I got to watch the mic levels, honestly, yeah. because you might kill everything.
Yeah.
But talk about the Stars Ain't Diamonds.
Yeah. Well, we just played Tom Waits, and that was, I guess, kind of intentional because I was in a pretty heavy Tom Waits phase when I was listening to when I wrote this song, and it's kind of dark and it's kind of loud and it's definitely inspired more by his louder stuff than his ballads. I mean, I was listening to a lot of stuff, but Tom Waits was definitely in there, and the one of the first things that somebody told me after they heard me play this live for the very first time, I was like, man, you're doing a lot of that Tom Waits thing, aren't you? it's a hell of a compliment.
It sure is. So Stars Ain't Diamonds, you can just jump in when we talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
It just stays on its own. It's a great track.
Thanks, man.
All right, so it's Pratik, everybody. This is Stars Ain't Diamonds, live in Studio A.
Sunset fades, and all you've got are the tear-stained sheets and your racing thoughts. There's always strings left untied. There's always one more last goodbye. And this world will break you if you don't allow your knees to hit the floor. The stars ain't diamonds and rain ain't tears. Love don't last a thousand years. We build our walls, we lock our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday. Dressed all in black, dug her nails into my back, but she pulled away by and by. It's times like these I remember why. And stars ain't diamonds, and rain ain't tears, and love don't last a thousand years. We build our walls, we lock our gates, we'll all be in the dirt someday.
WMFO, 10:35 in the morning. Mike on the mic with a guy playing beautifully over there. Guitar, it's Pratik, and that was "Stars Ain't Diamonds." I got nothing to say. I loved it the second I heard it, and you know the line "We'll all be in the dirt someday" just sticks with me. It's great. So hey, if you like what you hear, and I'm sure you do, this guy's going to be out with a brand new single, celebrating that single tomorrow night in the back room at the bar. And you're asking people to get there about 7:30 to catch.
Yes, so yep. Seven. It's going to be a 3-band lineup. So. Doors are at 7, music starts at 7:30. The wonderful Troll 2 is on, we'll be kicking off the night at 7:30. They're such a good band, and I am privileged to be friends with all of them, and they're really wonderful people. So I was really happy when they agreed to play this show. So they'll be kicking off the night. I will be on with my band second. And then closing out the night is going to be a really wonderful band who I'm also friends with and also really impressed by, the Lady Mallory Band. They are so freaking good. And if you haven't, if you don't know them, then after tonight you will, and you will like them. I guarantee that.
Okay, go see everybody and go see Pratik. And we, you know, we have to remember to play the new single because we're just having too much fun, and it 11 o'clock looms.
Yeah, no, I think we should. let's save that one for the very last song.
We'll do that. Okay, you know, one of my favorites and one of your favorites is another request for you. Talk about this next request here.
This next song. So this next one's some Ryan Adams, and Ryan Adams was another one of those songwriters I was listening to sort of in the whole like formative years, when I was just kind of figuring out you know how to do this. And the first this is off the second album that I ever heard by him. The first album of his that I ever listened to all the way through is 29, which is a very, very dark, weird record, and I absolutely love it. But this song is off the album Gold, which is a really, really great Ryan Adams album. It's got a lot of very 70s influences, which I dig because that was a lot of the music I grew up on. And this song in particular, just like really just fun, super happy rock, like happy rock and roll, not in a pretentious way, just really, really, really fun. And I also really like that harmonica hook. I've a friend of mine who is not a fan of harmonicas being played in front of a full band. I personally disagree with him, mostly because of this song. So yeah.
All right, Ryan Adams here at WMFO.
Losing whispers sing to me. kicks the silence off into your room. Kiss me slow and softly.
It's WMFO, everybody, and great pick, another one from you, Ryan Adams, and Firecracker.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely, yeah, man.
He's so good.
Yeah, I know you do the harmonica thing. I know that.
I do that sometimes. I've been not doing it as much lately because I just kind of wanted to focus on the guitar. But yeah, that whole the way that he played and he did the harmonica thing, and Neil Young, Bob Dylan, even Colin Malloy from the Decemberists, like he does that in a bunch of his songs, and just mm-hmm. yeah. So I was like, yeah, I bought my first neck rack when I was 20, and like one of my friends teased me about it and called me a geek, and I mean, I can't really defend that, because defend against that, because it's true. So there you go.
There you go. Self-admitted geek is good.
Yeah.
Yep. So another one. Now we're gonna have a cover from you, John Prine. Man, you're gonna cover John Prine.
Is there? Yeah, I'm going to cover John Prine because he was another influence of mine. Another one of those, you know, sort of essential studying if you're going to do the whole, like, folky singer-songwriter thing. yeah, this song just really... This was not the first John Prine song that I heard, but this is one of his that really just absolutely, like, tore me open when I heard it. So I'm gonna cover it because his birthday was earlier this week. I believe it was Thursday, and I actually didn't know that, and then a friend of mine actually messaged me on Facebook. So this is what I woke up to. It's like, you have a new message. Well, open it up. Do you want to do a quick cover of a John Prine song in honor of his birthday? Oh, yeah, I guess I should do that.
Is that how you sound when you first wake up?
Something like that. Something like that.
All right, so this is Speed at the Sound of Loneliness.
Yes, sir.
Critique cover of John Prine live in Studio A, WMFO.
Curly. Sometimes you never come home at all. What in the world has come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? You're breaking the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. got a heart that burns with a fever. Well, I got a worried and a jealous mind. How could something supposed to last forever and get left so far behind? What in the world has come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You're breaking the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Mighty mean and a dreadful sorrow, and it's crossed an evil line today. How can you talk about tomorrow when you ain't got one word left to say? So what in the world has come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? You're breaking the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
WMFO, Medford, 10:47 in the morning. I was hoping I wouldn't do that. Have you had one of those colds that you can't get rid of? Because I get that now.
Oh, man.
All right, yeah. I'll tell you what. I actually have to play a PSA, so that'll give me time to cough.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with, about 13 more minutes of Pratique and the brand new single up, too. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.
Hit ignition.
And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond. I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And WMFO, Medford. You know, those are just so funny and so well-produced, aren't they?
They are excellent.
Yeah, they're excellent.
They are excellent.
Yeah, just great. All right, back with Pratique. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
Hey, you're doing Beatles things, aren't you?
Half Beatles, half new music.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, good. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right.
That was Sue from Something About the Women coming up soon. All right, Pratique. So we have another request for a local artist, Tiff Merritt.
Yes.
This is a really cool track from her See You on the Moon CD.
Yes.
Tell us about this one, and we'll give this a spin.
Yeah. Tiff Merritt. I was another. I got really into the whole singer-songwriter alternative country thing when I was about 21 or so, and Tiff Merritt was one of those names you gotta listen to her stuff, so I did, and I really really liked it. And this album in particular, a lot of the songs on this album, I love how super minimal it is, and it doesn't sound minimal, but the production is like incredibly tasteful. And this is like where I geek out about arrangements and stuff and like that. But it's just like all these like really like clean, like little electric guitar parts and like very tasteful rhythm section, like maybe hints of like a string section there, like a little bit of piano here, but it's like, it's just so minimal, but it doesn't feel forced, and it doesn't feel like it's like someone's trying to do the whole quote unquote DIY, not the real DIY thing, but the quote unquote DIY or the quote unquote indie or like what or whatever. It just feels everything just falls into place in this really nice way. And this song in particular, I love the lyrics. I love her voice on it, and it's just so beautiful and earnest and wonderful. And yeah, it's called
okay.
Mixtape. I hope y'all
mixtape.
Like it.
From Tiff Merritt here at WMFO. And after this, we'll be back and talk about and play the new single.
Yes, sir.
We will. It's WMFO Medford.
You, how did you get so wise? I take the advice I find in your eyes. Me, I've been waiting outside most of my life, oh, like a railway side. I'm just making you mixtapes with homemade covers, analog to show we're lovers. And here under the jacket folds inside, I've taped my heart for you to find the perfect way. It's not finished yet, but it's gonna tell you slowly. I'm just making you mixtapes with homemade covers, strings and drawings, show we're lovers. When you're driving around in the summertime, to hear again, just press.
The wonderful Tift Merritt, everybody, with a mixtape. Yes. The last and awesome request from Pratik. Hi, Pratik.
Yes. Hey.
How art thou?
I am extremely wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Hi, Sue.
Sir.
How art thou? Uh-huh. It stinks. That mic is... Oh,
There we go.
Hey.
I was just going to say, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
If you were a woman, you'd be on my show. So let me know.
What do you say, Pratik? Do you want to be on our show or what?
If things change, let me know.
Yeah,
I'm pretty okay with who I am right now.
All right. Well, no pressure.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of no pressure, we have 6 minutes, and then she wants to squeak the chair.
On time.
Yes. Yeah. So I've got my log of songs here, and I have artist Pratik. I have disc live in Studio A and a blank.
Yeah.
What's the new single? Let's do that.
So new single is called Emma. And it's a song I've had for a while. Well, actually, It's a while. I've had it for over a year, so I guess that's a while. Earlier this year, I went into the studio.
You might want to talk into that microphone. That's a good thing.
I should probably do that, shouldn't I? Yeah, so earlier this year, I went to the studio with a band, and we made a bunch of recordings. We were going to do like a full EP. And then we kind of hit that whole point where some of the recordings weren't quite where we want where I wanted them. And then everybody's lives got crazy. My producer's life got crazy. My band members' lives got crazy. My life got crazy. And we never did really meet to re-record things, you know, get them just right. And I was like, well, we could delay this some more, but it's been a while since I released some music. Why don't I just,
do the single.
And right. This song was like right where we wanted it, and right where I wanted it, and we just messed around a little bit more to get it perfect. Damn,
beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So the new single, everybody. Got a trumpet player? Anybody? I knew it. All right. Live in studio. Right? Hey, everybody. This is Emma, brand new from Pratique, live in Studio A.
Yes. Cheek pressed to the pillow, curve of your hips beneath my hands. I could fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man. And like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. Try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies, at telling lies. Lies. Well, it's a colder wind that's blowing, and I can barely find the words. Just a boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. Try to tell myself I'm all right.